October will actually be a milestone for us. We'll be hitting the 5th year of the campaign against ICE. In the last year, really in the last few months, March 23rd, the territory that they once controlled, the so-called caliphate, was finally liberated. Daesh lost any control of territory that they had. And we knew really before the end of the territory that they were going to move whatever resources they could underground and continue to try to operate. They were a learning organization. They knew they were going to try to resurge. We've seen every evidence that they are trying to resurge. They try to exploit borders. They try to exploit areas that are hard to control, that are hard to really keep any kind of lid on necessarily. And they are moving their resources out, and they're continuing to operate underground as a disaggregated resurgent cell network. And our partners, the Iraqi Security Forces and Syrian Democratic Forces, are continuing to put pressure on them. They're continuing to look for them. They're continuing to take the fight to them to try to contain that threat and make sure they don't really have an opportunity to resurge on a large scale. It's important to note that while they're still out there and have every intent to resurge, they really lost their capability to conduct large-scale attacks. So they're focusing more on local attacks, on intimidation, on targeted assassinations of security force officials, local leaders, civilians, to try to, maintain their relevance. And that's what we're focusing on at this point. We've moved away from liberating territory, and now we're focusing more on local security. And we're trying to build the capability of our partners to the point that they can contain that threat with local security.
You said that they are operating underground in large part, and I'm wondering how does that existence work for them? It's not literally underground, or is it?
Well, yeah, literally and figuratively. I mean, obviously they have money at their disposal. They still have weapons. They have material that they can use to build improvised explosive devices. And some of those are literally in caves. One thing to really flag is the Iraqi security forces have had a very focused campaign going on for a while now called Will of Victory, and they've shown a lot of success. So far, they've searched about 1,700 square kilometers of space just in Iraq. And in that, they found a lot of bed down locations or really caves where they're keeping a lot of the material, but also the people who claim to be Daesh are hiding in areas that are hard to control, and they're staying away from urban areas as much as they can. But they don't put up a large physical signature that indicates, hey, Daesh is here. They're staying hidden as much as possible until they see an opportunity to, conduct an attack or intimidation. So, for example, recently there were crop fires mostly in the north of Iraq, and we believe that they were setting some of them. And again, just an intimidation tactic to try to keep the population from resisting them.
I've heard recently that this organization, and you mentioned it, they have money. I've heard recently, and it was from the Institute for the Study of War and a couple of other places, that some have said that there are reports that ISIS is literally digging up money that was buried some time ago. Have you seen any evidence of that?
They have maintained, or rather, they've been able to keep some of the money that they've gotten through different means, through extortion. Obviously, when they lost their territory, they lost a considerable portion of their ability to generate revenue. But it doesn't take a lot of money to build improvised explosive devices. So they're hiding them in different places. And that's one thing we're going after. And really, when we talk about Daesh numbers and people that are Daesh members, but I think what's really important at this point is we're going after their capacity. We know they want to come back, and to do that, it takes the ability to recruit people, it takes the ability to finance your operations, it takes the ability to spread your ideology to different parts, and that's really what we're focused on. So the number of Daesh fighters is really less important than their ability to come back. We know they're going to do that. And we're doing everything we can to get ahead of them to keep that from happening. And the Iraqi security forces and the SDF have shown remarkable progress in making that happen.
So even though you don't, even though you, as you say, the number really isn't that important at this point, do you have an idea of what kind of numbers they command at this point?
Well, I don't mean to dismiss the idea of the numbers. And, you know, one Daesh fighter is really too many. And I really wouldn't even want to guess. It's very hard to guess something like that, again, because they do stay hidden. But really what I want to get across is the fighters that are out there, our partners are going after, and we all collectively, and this is a whole of government approach, is really focusing on keeping them from being able to grow. It's really important that they do that. If you go to an analogy of cancer, you know, you can surgically remove a cancer, you can use chemotherapy, but really the most effective means is teaching the body to reject it. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do.
Colonel Scott Rawlinson, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.